opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
And we're brought to you tonight by Heavenly Donuts.
Yes.
Yes.
Our favorite donut shop.
Our favorite donut shop.
Yeah, amazing donut.
Owned by Katie and Trevor Garrett, who are sponsoring us. And did you know that they have a 24-hour drive-through? And
I just recently found that out.
Yes, and a 24-hour walk-up window.
Yeah.
Besides opening 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the lobby every day.
Yeah.
And you can actually call, believe it or not, you can call Grubhub. Or
DoorDash,
yeah, I think. Yeah. And their first order is delivered free on them.
Not the donuts are free.
the delivery
will be free.
The first time, yeah. So I just learned that.
Yeah.
If you're tuning in or listening in, you can call us at 530-605-4567 to ask questions or chime in. Or you can listen to us on KCNR1460.com. The green life button gets you into us. I'm co-host Ron Lim again, and I still don't have my voice.
Yeah.
It's been over a week now, but I will try.
And your energy is good, though.
Energy's rare, but
you're acting normal. You don't sound normal, though.
So, what do we have tonight, Elle?
We have an incredible person joining us on the show tonight that I just recently met, and her name is Hope Wilson, and we are, because of meeting her, because of some circumstances this week, we're really taking this show in a completely different direction. We're going to be focusing on PTSD tonight, and Hope is, she's actually at this point nationally known for her story. She's had an incredible write-up about her and been asked to share her story on some pretty impressive public platforms. I was fortunate to meet her because she responded to one of my Facebook posts. My Facebook post was in response to a person who had talked to me last time when I shared a little bit of my story around the addiction issues and what I had gone through with my spouse and our family. And this person had told me, don't share your story publicly. People in this town won't accept you. And I thought, that's a horrible way to think that, you know, people, we need to hold space for people to be able to share their pain and have a place to put their pain and feel safe about sharing their pain. And some of my pain is what I have to deal with as a survivor of PTSD. And so I made a post on Facebook to that effect, and the response has been mind-blowing. The number of people that are responding, and especially right now in the holidays.
It's a hot topic, huh?
It's a hot topic. Yeah. The holidays are coming up. It's a taboo topic. There's a lot of shame around the topic. There's a lot of hiding around the topic, including me. It's taking me a long time to learn not to hide so that I can be in the process of healing from it. And I'll share my story very briefly. Portion of my story was that as a child, I was part of a horrific car fire in which I witnessed my playmates being burned head to toe. They survived the fire, and everybody in the car was burned except me. Somehow I was only 4 and a half. No, I was 5 and a half. And somehow I didn't get injured, but I witnessed the whole thing. And witnessing my friends being in flames head to toe, their skin and clothes completely melted off of them. And then us, we were out in a rural area having to wait by the side of the road for help in this condition. And then that same year, our truck went off a cliff. And
wow.
Yeah. And also in that same year, this all happened within a year, I came down with a childhood illness and an extremely high fever that left me with a permanent learning disability that plagued me my entire life and also limited my capacity to manage and process stress. And so that was the beginning of a lifelong I had trouble learning with my learning and therefore processing, and it did some mild brain damage to me. I wasn't diagnosed until much later in life, and you know, I'm very proactive in my own journey and my own healing, but I know for a lot of people, there's just not access to the resources, or there's shame, there's guilt, there's not family support. I've had a tremendous amount of support from family and friends. So I feel like my story has been the launch pad for this ongoing, what do you call it? Just surviving PTSD, and it has showed up. And it showed up this past week, and I haven't had to deal with it in a couple of years. And I was surprised by it. It caught me off guard. So I thought, you know, I'm not alone in this. There's people that have no one. There's people that don't have a voice, don't have words, don't have understanding, don't have a way of recognizing what it is that they're going through. And I thought, you know what, we're just going to change the trajectory of the show during the holidays. The outpouring, the response of people to this topic has been
a lot.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And so what I really want to do with the show tonight and over the next few shows, and I don't know how long, because I'm going to let this show take on its own, its own energy. It's going to take on a life of its own. And I want to make space for that. And I want to hold space for people that need somewhere to get help, get education, get understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, when I went into my master's program, I studied PTSD in depth. And so I can talk to you about what happens to the brain when it's experiencing traumatic events. I can talk to you about physiological and biological responses that there's nothing you can do about it once that's in motion. But, you know, it's not, I can't tell you what happens to the heart in PTSD unless you've been through it. And so there's a lot of people that have been through it. I'm trying to give space for people to share their stories. And in putting this post on Facebook, I don't know how the heck my Facebook page landed up on Hope's Facebook page, mm-hmm. because we're not friends and she lives in Louisiana. But somehow our Facebook pages crossed paths. She responded. We have since just struck up an incredible, it's almost like I've known her forever. She's a beautiful, wonderful, incredible soul. Her story is incredible. She'll be sharing that tonight. And we'll just see what direction this show goes in tonight.
Okay.
It's not formatted. So
sometimes that's better.
Yeah. So Is
Hope on the phone? Okay, we have just a couple of minutes to get her introduced, and then we'll...
Okay, perfect. We'll introduce
take a break before we get too deep into
okay.
it. Okay.
Hope, are you there?
Yes, I am, Al.
Oh, Hope, you're such an incredible, beautiful soul. Not only
welcome.
Not only do you have an amazing story, but you have so much support and love for other people. So, hi, Hope.
Hi, Hope.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, and thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So now that we've introduced you, we're going to take a quick break, and then...
In a couple minutes. We have another... Yeah, what? Another minute. We have another minute. You want to take a break first? Sure, okay. Can you hold on? Hope, and we'll be back
okay,
after
Hope.
The break.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, yeah. and then we'll get into it.
Okay.
You can take me to paradise. And then again, you could be cold as ice. I'm over my head.
Over my head.
But it sure feels nice. You can take me anytime you like. Well, I'll be around if you think you might.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
All right, some good music. Hey, this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show, and we're back from our first break. If you'd like to call in, the number is 530-605-4567, or you can listen in at kcnr1460.com. And our show is brought to you by Heavenly Donuts, the only place we feel to go get donuts.
It's the best.
Yes, and they, again, they have a 24-hour drive-through 7 days a week and the 24-hour walk-up window 7 days a week also. And 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., they're open in the lobby. Grubhub and DoorDash will deliver your first order free on them, not the donuts. So try that out.
They also have great food like, what do you call them, breakfast croissants.
Yes,
breakfast,
that's right.
Muffins. They have more than just donuts.
Just donuts, yes. So, and a couple more ways to contact us if you want.
Yeah, you can text.
You can text to Elle's phone, which is
707-499-8999. And I'll say it again, 707-499-8999. So if you're radio shy or you don't want your voice on, but you have something you want to share, you can text me and I will get that and read that at some point during the show.
Or you can also message me or her on Messenger.
On Messenger, yeah.
Ron Lim and Ask Elle.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have our guest on the phone, guest speaker.
Hope, yes, our Hope. Guest Hope. And I've had the privilege of speaking to her many times throughout the week, and what a phenomenal human being she is. What a heart she has for people and helping people heal. And Hope, I'm kind of going to just turn this time over to you. I'm really wanting you to share your story, which is just an incredible story, with us, and I'll just interrupt you as I get inspired.
Okay. Well, I would like to start with, I love the fact that Heavenly Donuts is your sponsor, because I'm a retired police officer, and I love donuts.
That's just a myth,
I
isn't
love
it?
That.
That's not true.
No, that is not a myth. That's the truth.
Oh, that was great. Fantastic.
Shout out to Katie.
We need to be sending you some free box of donuts.
Yeah.
So cute. Oh.
Well, this is an awesome platform that you all have concerning raising awareness within the at-risk community. Mm-hmm. I totally love it because it gives us a place to heal.
Well,
and that is a huge part of transitioning through PTSD. I'm sorry, Anne.
I was agreeing with you.
Just agreeing.
I'm going to try to put duct tape over my mouth.
No, it's okay. It's okay because I'm so passionate about this, as you know.
You really are,
I just
yeah.
go on and on and on.
Well, your own personal story is it's gut-wrenching, it's brutal, it's tragic, and beautiful at the same time. It's hard, it seems a little contradictory to throw beautiful in there, but your healing process and who you are is, it's
sort
inspiring.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that it's contradictory to put beautiful in there because it is.
Mm-hmm.
Life happens to us all, and we all have a story. And somewhere along your journey, you are going to come face to face with some form of tragedy,
mm-hmm.
some form of trauma. And it could either make you better or bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I choose better.
I love
better.
That. I love that. It can
I
make
choose better every morning.
Mm-hmm.
It is what pushes me forward, even when I was held at gunpoint 35 years ago. My son was 11 at that time. And it gave me a lot of insight into his mental illness. Because whenever my son would get his immunization, it affected him in a huge way. And for many years, we didn't know why.
Interesting.
By the time he was 10, he was a manic depressant. At the age of 15, he was, how did they put it? He felt like he was someone else. And then by the time he was 20, he was transitioning through bipolar, 25, bipolar schizophrenia. Every 5 years, there was a huge leap in his mental condition. But as I transitioned through PTSD, I was able to connect with his mental illness.
Mm.
And it gave me a chance to see it from the inside out instead of the outside in. So to me, it was a blessing and a curse. All at the same time, because I was able to care for him and be there with him in the darkness, because there's so many dark periods
yes.
in the transition through any form of mental
yeah.
illness.
Yeah.
The lows are extremely low, and the highs, they don't feel as high as they could be without that mental illness attached to you.
Mm-hmm.
So as I transition through the PTSD, I started having something they call losing time. I would have blackouts. And sometimes when I would come to underneath my bed or in my closet, and I would be shaking and crying, and I wouldn't know how I ended up there or how long I was there. So I had to go into treatment. I started seeing a wonderful, wonderful doctor, and they placed me on some meditation. Then I started meditating. I started relying more on my faith in Jesus Christ. And all of it together began to push me into a different area on my journey that I wasn't used to. And it was called freedom and healing. I had never seen that before. And it was brand new. It was scary. But it was something that I needed so that I could help someone else. Because as long as I was stuck, I couldn't be a help to anyone else, not even myself. So
yeah,
would I say that?
That's a really good point that you bring, you know, because being in that dark place and being in that place when you know, there's physiological aspects to the PTSD that's happening in the brain that you cannot, in the midst of it, you can't change it. There's a chemical cascade that's dumping into your body, and you just have to ride that out. There's, you know, it interferes with higher functioning thinking and problem solving and memory, and like you said, in real time, and going through what you've gone through. Being able to identify with that darkness and that confusion and that bombardment of symbols, images, sights, sounds, smells. It's a bombardment. I liken it to being like your head has just rear-ended a beehive, and it's noisy and it's painful, and you're being stung by fragments of images, and every image carries with it an emotion, and every emotion has a chemical reaction. And so pretty soon your body is overwhelmed, and the normal stressful normal stress management mechanism malfunctions, and it's on a hair trigger, and it's no longer serving you how it was originally meant to serve you, which is to flee from danger. It's now turning on itself and poisoning you, and creating a toxic problem in your body, as well as changing your brain architecturally and creating damage to certain regions of the brain, which is you know, if unless you've been through that, it's very difficult for loved ones and family to understand what's happening, that you cannot just snap yourself out of it. There's no snapping out of it. You have to ride the wave. I call it the chemical wave.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking for the person who's trapped in PTSD and for the family members who have no clue of what's going on.
Yes.
Because there's so much shame attached to transitioning through PTSD because they just don't get it. And I love it that they don't get it because I would never want anyone to go through this.
No, and you don't. And it's complicated by not wanting your loved ones to see you suffering. So there's hiding. You know, there's a lot of hiding with it. I don't want people to see me suffering. I don't want to put this on them. I don't want to burden them with this. And then they feel helpless. And so it actually can create further injury and further trauma and separation in the family. It's a very complex, dreadful condition. But, you know, and I'm hoping that if you're not uncomfortable doing it, you know, sharing parts of your story that got you to where you were with the PTSD, and then, of course, you know, if you're comfortable sharing the rest of the story about your son. And I love your term for your own process, which is finding hope.
Yes.
I love that. Yes.
Yes, it's because that's what my journey is. I'm trying to find me again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you lose yourself in PTSD.
You lose your connection.
Like the walking dead.
Yeah.
And so my journey, and it is a journey, it started when I was working for the railroad, Amtrak.
Okay.
They sent me to a station in Jackson, Mississippi to work. I was on something they called an extra board. So that means I traveled a lot. Wherever they needed an extra hand, that's where I went to work. So this particular morning, which was a Sunday morning, I pulled up in front of the station. And a young man walked up to my car, and he asked for directions. And I cracked the window just a little bit, and I gave him the directions. And as I finished, I turned to my right to gather my items off of my car seat. And immediately, I felt this horrible pain in my stomach, in my soul. It was intuition. And all of a sudden, my left hand raised up and attempted to lock the door. And he yanked the door open. He pointed a loaded 38 at me and told me to get out of the car. I got out of the car, and I'm just shocked. And I said, what are you doing? He said, you're coming with me. And I said, here, you can have my keys, you can have my money, you can have my car, just go. I said, I won't tell anybody. I don't even know what you look like. And he said, you're coming with me. He was so calm. And immediately, I began to cry. And I said, you don't understand. I have children at home, small children. I have a husband. I have parents who love me. And I'm just talking to them. I have siblings. I have a life. And he stood there looking at me like, okay, but you're still coming with me.
Mm.
And he placed the gun up against my chest, the barrel of it, and I can still feel it all these years later. He pressed that gun against my chest, and he began to push me backwards. And I didn't know what he was doing until he grabbed my arm with the other free hand, and he said again, "You're coming with me." And at that moment, that's when the weight of it fully dropped in on me, what was happening. And I heard a voice. Al, this is going to sound so crazy, but I heard a voice, and the voice said, "Hope, you're going to have to fight." And immediately the blood literally drained from my head into my feet. And I couldn't move my feet. They were like, it was like lead. And he was still trying to push me backwards. And I couldn't go. It was like I was just swaying. And I was holding on to him, his arm, the arm that was holding my arm. I began to hold on to his arm because I was trying to steady myself because I was swaying backwards and forwards. My feet would not move. And then I heard the voice a second time. "Hope, you're going to have to fight." And immediately, everything that I had learned in law enforcement, going through the classes, it was weird because it all came back to me just rushing in. My hands and everything just started moving on their own. I ended up knocking the weapon out of his hand.
That's amazing.
And we were wrestling. And he was trying to get the best of me. And I ended up getting away, and I was crawling because my legs wouldn't work at this point. And I was crawling towards the station. And when I got close enough, I began banging on the side of it, and the ticket agent came out of the door screaming and yelling, asking, "Who's out here banging on this building?" And that's when he saw the young man running to his car with the gun. His trunk was still open. He was trying to push
his
me
trunk
into
was over. He
his
was
trunk.
Gone. Oh, my God. And you knew that.
I didn't until I was able to see him leaving.
Hey, Hope, I'm so sorry. I need to pause you right there because we have to take a break. But I want you to hold on to your story right where you are right now.
Are we there? Are we still on?
Local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm putting callers on.
Yeah. All right, we're back with the Ask Elle show after a break. And we have Elle with us. We have Hope on the phone. But I still have to go and mention our sponsor, who is Heavenly Donuts.
Heavenly Donuts, yes.
Yes, and they,
and
also,
they are heavenly.
Not just, yes, they are. And they're non-calories, right? Zero calories?
You know what? I'm not going to, I can't speak
I
to
think
that.
Those, I think those cost a lot more. But they have a 24-hour drive-through, 24 hours walk-up window, 7 days a week. Lobby's open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. 8 p.m. Every night, 7 days a week. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. Or you can get it on your computer to kcnr1460.com. Hit the live green button and listen to us.
And I'm going to speak to the callers because we do have a couple callers on hold. And because tonight's format is different than we've done in the past, and I really want Hope. Her story, I think, is so compelling. I want her to be able to finish her story. So we may not get to the callers. And if we don't, I just sincerely want to apologize and also thank you for your willingness to participate in tonight's show. Yeah. So, Hope, are you there? Wait, did you finish everything you needed to say, Ron?
Yes.
Did you do all
Well, okay. Your phone number? Or
Yes. Oh, well, you can text and 707-499-8999. You can text in a question if you want that read over the air. But again, tonight it was just kind of going a little bit different than what we normally do. So,
very important subject.
Very important subject. As,
especially this time.
As evidenced by the response we've been getting this week.
Yes.
Hope, thank you for pausing your story long enough for us to take a break. And, you know, something about your story, in all of it that you shared, that just listening to it, the horror of being in that situation that you were in, seeing the trunk open in his car and knowing what his plans were. And that's kind of where we left off, I think. But I want you to continue on with your story and sharing.
He was running back to the car? Or?
Yeah, you saw he was running back to the car. You saw that the trunk was still open, and, like, the trunk was open. He had plans.
Yes. And when the police officers were called out, I had already started my journey into PTSD because I was going into shock. Ran into the restroom. I was vomiting. I broke out into a cold sweat. The fear had set in. I had something called an adrenaline dump.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started getting really sick. My husband came and we went home. And I thought it was over. I really thought it was over. But I didn't know until later on that emotionally, I was still trapped in the middle of that street with that gentleman. My body went home, but my emotions, my memories were still trapped in the middle of that street. So that night when I went to bed, I dreamt about the entire scenario. But when I dreamt about it, at the end, the gun went off, and I would wake up. And from every night forward, I would dream about the situation, and At the end of the dream, the gun would go off, and I would wake up. So I started doing something really weird. Whenever I would go to leave my house to take my children to school, to go to a parent meeting, to go to their games, to go to their practices, to take them out to eat, just anything, I would go to the door, I would touch the doorknob, and I would have a meltdown. The fear gripped me. It stole my life. It destroyed my marriage. I married my high school sweetheart, and I adored my children, but I became someone that they didn't recognize. The fear took my breath away. I didn't know how to tell them that I wasn't okay, because in my culture, you're not supposed to seek therapy. You're supposed to pray it away. And I was praying, but I couldn't see the results of my prayers, because I was still coming to underneath my bed. I was still coming to in the back of my closet. I was nervous and jittery. When my children would walk in, I'd jump and I'd tremble. They didn't recognize me anymore. And my husband at that time did the best he could do, because we had never even heard of PTSD. I had no clue of what it was. All I knew is something took the real hope away and replaced her with this fearful woman. I didn't feel like myself anymore. I felt like something from outer space. I didn't feel normal. And I would cry. I would have these crying spells that literally took my breath away. And I wouldn't know why, because I didn't know there was something called triggers. A certain smell, a certain sound, a movie, anything could trigger that moment and bring it all rushing back again. So that's when I started going to therapy, and I started researching post-traumatic stress disorder. Then I started researching me, how to cope, how to transition, how to survive. Because a lot of people don't know, PTSD is a silent killer. It doesn't speak out loud. It speaks in the darkness. It speaks from the darkness. And that's all you hear.
It's invisible.
It's invisible. And see, when people see you, they don't see what's going on inside of you. They don't see that it's tearing you apart. That sleep deprivation has set in. And sleep deprivation for me is a trigger. I can't go without sleep. I start to feel myself falling. Because, see, now I can see it and feel it and hear it before it comes on. So I know that I have certain things that I need to do. Okay, I need to meditate. I need to eat right. I need to exercise. There's some positive things attached to it, because I learned how to be good to Hope. And that was my journey. Even while my son was going on his journey became so overbearing that at one point, while I was in the midst of my darkness, I was trying to walk with him in his. It was a long, hard road. But as I stand here today, I can honestly say, Elle, that it was a journey worth taking. Because now I realize what the at-risk community is going through, especially those who are transitioning through PTSD. And I keep using the word transitioning because I'm a witness that you can walk through it and come out on the other side. There is a light, but you have to stay focused on it. And those with PTSD do lose their focus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we need each other. That's why we need support groups. I started one for law enforcement called Angel in the Dark, because people don't know what law enforcement goes through every single day, all day long, because people do not call police officers to come and have donuts or coffee or tea with them.
Mm-hmm.
They call us to help them face their traumatic moments.
And they're supposed to be strong, and they're supposed to be rescuers and heroes and protectors and not show weakness.
And they're just humans walking in God-like shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not superheroes.
Hope, I gotta tell you right now, I'm getting so many texts coming in from people wanting to thank you for sharing your story and thank us for doing this show, this topic tonight. And just all, Ron's getting them too. We're getting messages of people saying thank you. I'm so sorry we have to do this. We have to take a break. And I want you to just hold that thought, and we'll get back to it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, we're back with the Ask L Show. This is your host, co-host, Ron Lim. Our show is brought to you tonight by Heavenly Donuts. They have not just donuts. Did you know that they have breakfast foods, too?
Yeah, they have some really good food there.
They're open 7 days a week. They have a drive-through 24 hours a day, a walk-up window 24 hours a day, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. The rest of the week in the lobby. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Hit the green life button.
I do want to apologize to the callers we haven't had a chance to get to yet.
Yeah, we've
tonight's a little different.
This show's going to go for a while.
We're going to be doing this topic. Yeah, we're going to be carrying this topic on through the holidays. Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for everybody for calling in. And I do have one question there before we continue with Hope. About, I was held
up. A question for Hope?
For you.
For me.
For you.
Okay.
For Elle. When, I was held up back in 1980 in my pharmacy. And, I don't think many people remember or know about it, but, I ended up, it was closing time, so there's nobody in the store. And this guy came in with a gun. And, I had one also, but my wife was in the way, so I put mine down. I had it in my hand. But, he came in, and when he got done loading up his bag with the drugs, he made us lay down on the floor face down. And the next thing I felt was a gun barrel against the back of my head.
Oh, my goodness.
Not just pointed at me, but against my head. And at that point, I thought, wow, you know, this is kind of pretty scary. But
yeah.
I didn't get PTSD from that. So I want to know, do people have different responses?
People do have different responses to stress, and so does the brain. And in your situation, your normal stress response would have kicked in, and over time that your reaction to that will fade. Now, what predisposes some people to PTSD over others is the preexistence of childhood trauma. So if there's been childhood trauma, neglect, abuse, abandonment, witnessing abuse, bullying, being isolated. There's a lot of different events that can lead to childhood trauma. Childhood trauma does impact the growth and development of the brain, and trauma, ongoing trauma or prolonged trauma, will actually shrink regions of the brain like the hippocampus. And the hippocampus is responsible for regulating memory and emotions. It interacts with other regions of the brain. And so when childhood trauma is going on, there's already a tremendous amount of stress put on the child's developmental stages, which would make it harder for that person in adulthood to be able to manage an extreme stressful life-threatening event like that. So in your case, and knowing you and knowing your history, you had a solid upbringing.
I was very lucky.
Very secure, very solid.
Nothing like that.
Yeah. So for you, you were able to recover from that trauma normally. And nobody was hurt.
No.
In that. So you were rendered powerless in the moment, but you weren't rendered powerless over other people's lives being put at risk. You know, which is a lot of what happens to combat veterans. They are unable, they're powerless and unable to save their fellow soldiers.
Yeah, there's a lot more stress there, yeah.
And it's ongoing. It's repeated. They're exposed to it for prolonged periods of time. And so it does do actual brain damage. And we're going to get into that. This is one of my depths of study in college. We're going to get into that in later shows. We'll talk about what happens to the brain during trauma. But I want to get back to you, Hope, and have you continue sharing your story. I'm sorry we had to cut you off. We do have to do commercial break, and I just didn't want to. So
no, my favorite commercial is the Heavenly
We're going to send her some donuts for sure.
We're going to send you some donuts.
I'm from California. I'm from California.
She's moving out
first
here.
First place I want to go. Yes.
Well, I'm sure Katie will take care of you.
Yeah, she will. Katie will take care of you. And I also want to thank you. Thank you for your service to your community, Hope. I mean, having a chance to get to know you personally, you're just a phenomenal woman. But please continue on with your story, if there is, you know, certainly more for you to share.
I agree with what you told Ron about the trauma. I myself was born into trauma. I was born with a brain tumor. And immediately they shaved my head, the doctors, and they inserted needles all over my head to shrink the trauma.
Oh,
they told my mom that I wasn't going to survive. The first 24 hours were very critical. And when I got past the first 24 hours and they finally allowed her to hold me, before they put her in my, put me in her arms, they told her, do not get attached. And she said she didn't say anything. She said, but as soon as they put me in her hands, she said she heard the Holy Spirit say, name her Hope.
Mm.
And she said she knew then that I was going to have a long road, but she said she knew that God was going to protect me. So as I continued to grow, they realized that I had a speech impediment. They realized that I had different forms of disability. And as I transitioned through that, I became a victim of molestation in my childhood years. Mm-hmm. And then in my teenage years, I was raped. And that all that trauma on top of
life-threatening from birth, right out of the gate, yes. Life-threatening.
Yes, so I agree with everything you said, Elle, concerning traumas and how to recover from traumas and how it would be easier to recover from a said trauma if you hadn't been pre-exposed to traumas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's very important for people to know. So thank you for sharing that.
By the way, Hope,
I left off talking. I'm sorry?
I just wanted to tell you that Katie, our sponsor, is listening to the show. And she says, number one, you're amazing, she says. Mm. And she says, yes, on the donuts when you come out here.
Lifetime donuts.
Lifetime donuts. Well, I can't say that.
Sorry, Katie. I'm volunteering.
So, sorry to interrupt you. I just had to tell you that.
I love it. Thank you. I love you, Katie.
Oh.
What I left off on earlier was, I was mentioning the police officers and their PTSD, which is a totally different form. But a lot of people don't know that 6 out of 100 people suffer from PTSD, 12 million in a year. And there are so many different types of trauma that causes the most PTSD, like 49% of rape cases, 31% of physical assault or severe beating. Then you have other types of sexual assault, serious injury, stabbing, all sorts of things, natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that can cause post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
We have a saying in law enforcement, I wish that my soul can forget what my eyes saw today and what my ears heard today. Because you are traumatized by so many different things, like veterans. Veterans and police officers are not the only people who transition through PTSD. Anyone can. And my story is just one in a million, because we all have a story. I just happened to have been blessed by Ms. L so that mine could be highlighted.
Well, I'm getting a lot of texts from other people that are saying that they're thanking us for bringing this topic on the show. And I have somebody that just saw your post today and said, I had no idea, but I'm enjoying the show.
Nice.
And everybody says you're amazing, Hope, which you are.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you. And amazing for sharing your story with us. And yeah. And that's, you know, you're kind of launching this direction that we're taking throughout the holiday season. And I'm not sure if we how much time we have left. Now we got a couple
about
of minutes.
2 minutes.
So I'm really curious about how you mentioned a little bit of it earlier, but how you began your journey into healing. And I know it's not an easy journey. It's, you know, it's a challenging journey, but so is living with the illness. And, you know, my experience is that you do the work, but it's always going to be something that is there and is going to require attention.
Yes. And it's about giving yourself the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't focus on the PTSD. I didn't focus on being a survivor of suicide. I focused on my wellness, because that's more important. Because if I am not well, then those who are connected to me can't possibly be well.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're feeding from me. And I want to make sure that what they get from me is positive and what they get from me is good. Because that's what you need when you end up in a situation like this. You need positivity. You need good.
And, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because that positivity will, and positivity, that's personal, whatever that is for you. It could be watching a comedy show, but it does,
yes.
It can shift in the moment. It can shift the chemistry of the brain, at least even for momentary relief.
Yes. Even just getting up and dancing. Sometimes I'll just turn on music. I use music for therapy. I like to journal. I like to go out and have a walk with nature. I like to paint. I like to read.